Hello. Thanks for coming to my channel. So this is about the news. This has come out, a shocking incident in London, United Kingdom, and that is that five charity ambulances for the Jewish community were set on fire. They would pick up anyone, any patients, but other than they're funded by the Jewish community and based in that area of North London, which is like the Shtetl, Finchley or Golders Green. And staffed by could be people of any ethnicity or religion, but I think a lot of them are Jewish and so on. These are just private donations to fund that. Now, why would you set fire to an ambulance? Thankfully, I don't think anyone was killed or injured, because I've not heard of that happening in the UK ever before. Okay, that would be sheer spite. But of all the ambulances there are in the United Kingdom, these four all funded by a Jewish charity. It's almost certain this is an anti-Semitic incident. So Highfield Road in Golders Green is where they set up very early this morning, cylinders exploding and so on, and it damaged the windows of nearby housing. So that's it. So they're trying to find three suspects in relation to this. So Hadzola is an ambulance service established in 1979. And so the chief rabbi of the Hebrew communities of the Commonwealth, Ephraim Mervis, said that it's all about trying to save life, whether of Jew or of Gentile. Anyway, monstrous. How monstrous. So, and obviously, well, there have been allegedly these plots backed by Iran to attack the Jewish community in the United Kingdom. Nobody's been convicted in relation to those accusations. So, how disgraceful. So, and I've said it many times on this channel, I've got to say it yet again. No one should be mistreated on the grounds of his or her ethnicity, religion, or lack of religion, right? That goes for Jews, Muslims, Hindus, Christians, atheists, everybody, and so on. Now, is this related to the war in Iran? Quite possibly, because obviously Israel is the Jewish state, as often boasts. The Israeli government has often said, "We, the Jewish people." I remember that President Chaim Herzog, not the current president, Isaac Herzog, his father, saying that in the 1970s. He wasn't president back then. I think he was ambassador to the United Nations. But wait a second, let's not conflate the two. Israel and Jews are not the same thing, because there are about, is it 10 million people in Israel, about 7 million who are Jewish, and then there are easily 30 million Jewish people in the world. So most Jews are not Israelis, and some Israelis are not Jews. You can be. So some Jewish people are Zionists, some are non-Zionists, some are anti-Zionists, just like Gentiles and so on. So whatever the actions of the Israeli government or the Israeli military and so on, no Jewish person is responsible for that unless he or she chooses to be responsible for that. Okay, so just because of the abominable crimes of the Netanyahu administration, Jewish people in Israel or other countries should not suffer for this. Just because the Iranian government is tyrannical and so on, whatever crimes it commits in Iran or abroad. No Iranian should be mistreated on that basis, and so on. So, anyway, despite the terrible things that have been done to Iran, to Lebanon, to Palestine, and so on, despite those 150 little girls blown up in their school, admittedly by the United States, not Israel, it's still completely wrong to burn down these ambulances to attack civilian infrastructure, just like Israel does, like Iran does, like many countries do, actually, like Russia and Ukraine do. Okay. So that's crystal clear. And this is particularly disgraceful to attack an ambulance, which is all about relieving suffering, which is about humanitarianism, which is what we need more of, not less in this world. So, yeah, stop the hatred. So, anti-Semitism is obviously hostility towards people because they're Semitic, which is often Jewish, but actually Arab too. There might have been a sense of Shem. I remember in the Seven Pillars of Wisdom, the Lawrence of Arabia says he brought freedom to all those Semites, meaning Arabs. So whether you go from Shem through Isaac or Ishmael, nevertheless, you're meant to be you're a Semite. But anti-Semitism is often about Judeophobia, specifically anti-Jewish prejudice. Why are these historic roots of it in Christianity? And I don't think that most Christians are like this, certainly not today, about the blood libel and blaming Judas Iscariot and blaming the Jews for the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, not Pontius Pilate, who washed his hands of it. Otherwise, the blame would be on the Romans and their descendants, the Italians, and so on, or rejecting Jesus Christ. Often it was just a religious bigotry and so on, and exclusionary laws. So Jews had to stay in usury and so on because they're not allowed into medieval guilds and people being seen as being exploiters and all sorts of false rumors accusing them of kidnapping, murdering Jewish, sorry, Christian children, using their blood for Passover bread and all these ridiculous, totally unproven fabrications. to exacerbate racial hatred, religious hatred against Jewish people. And there are lots of wacko conspiracy theories claiming that Jews and or Zionists control the world, which is blatantly false and so forth. Obviously, Jews are very, very successful in certain sectors, including, you know, in the arts and finance and so on. And that causes some people to be envious and say, oh, it must be all a plot and things like that. So weak-minded people will fall this kind of thing. And all sorts of revolutions or wars, people wanted to scapegoat Jewish people who often were, you know, powerless and so on, accusing Jewish people of bubonic plague. And I can't think what other sort of thing, or the French Revolution or the First World War. And I've seen one of these documents by actually Sinn Féin, bizarrely, the Irish Nationalist Party, saying, yeah, that the Jews and the Grand Orient Freemasons, and I think it was the French Secret Service, planned the First World War in 1907 to happen 7 years later or whatever. Well, there was the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, which I've read for research purposes. I hope that doesn't sound like the Pete Townsend defense, which is a forgery by the Tsarist secret police, roughly 1904, claiming, you know, Zion, which is another word for, I think, Jerusalem, that Jewish leaders met. I can't remember where they supposedly met, and then they plotted to whatever, bring down Western civilization to destroy Christianity and all this kind of nonsense. But what's notable about it is the total non-specificity of the content. It doesn't say we're going to assassinate the Prime Minister of Portugal in 1913, for example, we're going to cause a revolution in Sweden in 1922, or we're going to cause a stock market crash in Paraguay in 1926. It doesn't, no places, no names, no, you know, dates or anything like that. So that's where, because when these things didn't happen, then if they didn't, if you put all these exact dates, names and places, and things didn't happen there, then it would prove just how bogus it was. But it was published in places like Saudi Arabia as recent as the 1990s. But unfortunately, a lot of weak-minded people believe that, and you know how repetition overcomes the critical faculty, and dim-witted people or even intelligent people will believe things if they're just endlessly repeated. Mantras, that's why constantly chanting is getting people to believe things. Flagrant lies. Anyway, so we've got to recognize the tremendous contribution Jewish people have made in all sorts of spheres, helped us in Ireland and Great Britain, whether, you know, in politics, in performing arts, in literature, in architecture, in medicine, in many, many fields. Okay, and there are wonderful Jewish philanthropists who've done so much for education, for healthcare, for poverty relief, and so on. There's World Jewish Aid, a charity like that. So, obviously, there were many massacres of Jews in Christendom through the Middle Ages, and severe discrimination in most European countries until the 19th century, then emancipation. And obviously, we all know about National Socialism in Germany, and that's it. And unfortunately, there are a few neo-Nazis are still like that today, which is obviously rebarbative. So anyway, stop anti-Semitism. It always goes along with totalitarian attitudes. Right. Anyway, do what you can, like me, to spread philo-Semitism. But I'm worried the Netanyahu administration will try and exploit this incident to try and carry out more crimes against Iranian civilians. And it's just because this incident is terrible, and it is terrible, it doesn't make it right to do similar things to Iranians or anyone else. Okay, goodbye.